Welcome to Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. Today, we celebrate the Astros winning the World Series. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about three things that we can learn from the Astros, and as they were competing against the Yankees and working their way to the World Series, we were wondering if they were actually going to make it, but we believed in them in Houston. And I think there's some great things that we can learn about leadership around the Astros. And so that's our focus for today. We'll talk about what they did, what they accomplished, and also four things that we can learn on leadership from manager A.J. Hinch. And I think those are the things we really want to focus on. What he did with this team was amazing. What the ownership and general manager did in putting this team together, building this team through homegrown talent, and developing that talent and then surrounding that talent with some veterans that really brought out the best in the players. So what a great win for the Astros, a great World Series against the Dodgers, and it was fortunate that and fitting that it went seven games, and City of Houston is ecstatic over everything that happened. So I want to offer you today on this podcast four things that I think we can learn from manager A.J. Hinch and on leadership that can be applied not only in baseball and definitely to this team, but also in other areas of life and business and at home and at work and in the community. So first thing that I want to talk about is connecting to players. A.J. Hinch did a great job of connecting to players. And in leadership, we have to connect to the people that we work with, that work for us, that are peers, and the people that we're responsible for leading. Regarding manager Hinch and what he did with the team, in connecting the players, he made it a point, beginning in spring training at the beginning of each season, to have conversations with his players to understand really what makes them tick and communicate constantly and consistently with them. And I think as a leader, we have to make sure that we're constantly communicating with the people that we lead, but also that we do it consistently and in the manner that we do it, how we approach our teammates, the people we lead, and for him, his players. One of the things I loved what George Springer said, who was a World Series MVP and one of my favorite players on this team, he said about Hinch, he does a great job in figuring out his players, figuring out what makes them work individually. And AJ, to his credit, with me kind of all year, just told me to go play. Don't try to do too much. Don't get ahead of yourself. Go out and kind of enjoy the game. And this foundation that was laid throughout their relationship came true in the World Series, because in Game 1, George Springer did not look like the MVP of the World Series. He was actually looking like he wasn't going to show up for this, but we believed in him and knew that he had better things in store. But after Game 1, he went 0-for-4 and had 4 strikeouts. And it was a devastating way to start the World Series and probably the biggest playoff game that he's played in his whole career. Yet he had one of the most productive World Series in history. And what he said about Hinch is, he stuck by me, and I will run through a wall for that guy any day. And Hinch sent him a text message and again told him, don't try to do too much. Just go out and be you and be the player that we know you can be. And he definitely was that, and was a catalyst for the World Series champion Astros to go out and beat the Dodgers in 7 games, and had some incredible statistics for what he accomplished. The home runs he hit, the extra base hits he had, the RBIs, everything led to him being the MVP. But I think as a leader, again, we have to connect with the people that we lead and understand what makes them tick. And part of that might be asking them about what they're passionate about. What are their strengths? What do they feel like their strengths are? What do they do outside of work that allows them to provide balance for their lives, and what energizes them? And I think when you know that about a person, when you know the whole person, then it allows you to lead them in a more effective way in the environment that you're in at work. So connecting to people is very important, and connecting to the people that you lead is definitely important for getting the best out of them and being the best leader that you can be. The second thing that we saw A.J. Hinch do with the Astros was maximize their potential. He pushed them, he encouraged them, and he cared for them. Again, once you know how to connect with your people and you know what makes them tick, you're in a better position as a leader, as a manager of a baseball team, to put them in positions of success and to maximize their talent and maximize their potential. I loved what Hinch said about his job as a manager. He said, as their manager, my job is to get the most out of them. My job is to push them when they need to be pushed, to hug them when they need to be hugged, to believe in them always, and to set a culture where they'll believe in themselves and they'll prioritize winning. And that's just a great quote. There's so many elements and foundations of success in that quote. But again, as a leader, we need to challenge and push our people to be their best. We need to make sure that they know we care for them and that we come behind them when they've made a mistake or when they've had a setback, and know that we believe in them always, and that we set a culture for them and for the people that they work with, that they play baseball in this case with, that they'll believe in themselves both individually and collectively, and that they'll prioritize winning. And that's really important if we want to get the best out of our team, our organization, ourselves as a leader as well, is that we do all of those things. And when they know that we believe in them individually and collectively, and that we're about winning or being our best, making an impact, whatever the mission of the organization is, that we're about that and doing that in the most excellent way that we can, then we'll maximize the potential individually of people, of our team, and also of our organization or business. So maximizing our potential and maximizing the potential of the people that we lead and influence every day is very important. The third thing I think that Hinch did a very good job of is he believes in them and he trusts them to do their thing. That was a quote that I'll read a little bit later, but I think that doing their thing, whatever that is for your people, whether it's serving customers or doing great work on a project, I think that we need to believe in and trust them to do it in their own unique way, given the parameters that we've set out as a leader. So many times, I don't think we let people express themselves and bring creativity to the things that they do, even if we've set the boundaries and the parameters of what needs to be accomplished. And I think when we try to structure that too much, when we try to micromanage that, and when we're not open to different ways of things being accomplished, then I think we don't allow people to do their thing, to express themselves and bring their best to work. And we get more compliance than true commitment to what they're doing. And I think with the people that you lead, you need to believe in them and trust them that they're going to do a great job, and to continue to coach them when you think they're not doing that, but to always believe in them, because that's going to allow people to raise their game and rise to the level of the expectations and the belief that you have in them. Some of the players, including Jose Altuve, said this after Game 7, talking about Hinch. I think he gave us a lot of confidence. He's a guy that lets you go out there and do your thing, but he also says something when he thinks he needs to do it. It's really fun to play behind a guy like this. Like, okay, he trusts me, but if I do something that is wrong or something, he's going to get out there and let me know. But he lets us know what we have to do in the best way he could do it. He never lies. He never disrespects his players. He's always very polite. I really give him a lot of credit because he really deserves it. And Jose Altuve had a great year this year and probably is going to be the league MVP for the season that he has. But I love what he says in that, and especially in how AJ Hinch communicates with them and how he feels heard and understands, and that he never lies, meaning he's going to tell you the truth. And if you're not performing up to the level that you both know that you can perform at, he's going to tell you about that. But he never does it in a disrespectful way. And he even used the word polite. Sometimes we don't hear that with baseball managers being polite, or even leaders in different organizations. But they were having fun, and they were loose and fierce and free in Game 7, and it showed. And I think it's because AJ Hinch sets that culture of believing them in them and trusting them to do the things that he knows that they can do. And so setting the culture of confidence is really important. And that begins as leaders for us, and believing and trusting these guys to, or people, in this case, he was trusting his guys to do the right thing. As we think about the people that we lead, trusting our people to do the right thing is really important. Hinch said this about his managerial style. He's always operated that belief has to come before performance. Belief has to come before performance. So many times as leaders or coaches I've seen can get that backwards. They have an attitude of, well, if you perform well, then I'll believe and trust in you. But he says that belief and trust have to come before performance. And we have to make sure that when we recruit people to our organization, that we're recruiting them based on the belief that they can come in and perform. And we can't just undercut that and say, well, yeah, I recruited you on that, and I did believe that at one time, but you have to show me something first. We need to make sure that we create an environment where we recruit and develop and retain people and deploy them in key situations and key projects and key opportunities where we believe and trust that they're going to go out and do the best job possible. And that is definitely what Hinch did, and I think that leads to great performance in all kinds of organizations, including the Astros of this year. Hinch went on to say, to me, coaching is belief. You stay true to the guys. When you know they're working behind the scenes, you know what they're doing to put themselves in the best position to succeed. My job is to believe in them and to push them in the right direction. He was seeing the work ethic that they were doing every day, the work they were putting in, and he felt like that led to a lot of the belief. He knew that they were about being their best in key moments, and they definitely showed up in that. And I think when you're with your people day in and day out, you see that the work they're putting in, and even during setbacks or even when they make a mistake, you know with people that are definitely putting the work in about being their best, they're not trying to mess up. They're not trying to make a mistake. Now, you may have other people on your team where there is coaching that needs to take place because the person is more about just doing the bare minimum to get by. And that's more of a coaching issue and something that you need to help them raise their game and understand what they need to do to be excellent and to be about winning and to be about making an impact in whatever they're doing and to help them see their potential as well. But I think in this case where you see people who are striving to do their best every day in the work they put in, the belief that you show as a leader can help them perform in key moments, including Game 7 of the World Series. And then the fourth thing that I think we saw A.J. Hinch do is he was the consistent heartbeat in the room. He was a consistent heartbeat in the room. And this has to do with demeanor. It has to do with the way you're able to handle both success and setbacks. And as a leader, if you're calm in the moment, then people are going to have confidence in the moment. When we're calm as leaders in the moment, then we're going to inspire our team to have confidence in the moment because we're not overreacting too much to the highs or the lows, but that we have an even keel and we don't overreact. I think one of the things I loved what A.J. Hinch said about this, he said, I think if you do your job as a manager or as a coach, leading up to that point, you don't have to overreact in the moment. And he was talking about preparing for Game 7. You just don't suddenly reach Game 7 and say, hey, I need to give a big speech, or this is a big moment, we really need to focus on this. He was saying that if you've done everything going back to spring training and leading up to this moment, you don't have to overreact, you're just yourself. He went on to say, and if you don't overreact in that moment, the players won't overreact either. Everybody wants the big moment where you give a victory speech or you give a motivational speech. That started in 2015, the day I got the job. So he traced this all the way back to 2015 when he began helping to build this franchise and to build towards winning a World Series. And that was always the goal, to go out day in and day out and get better, to get better every day, to focus on winning and having many goals along the way, some of those little goals that led to the bigger goals of winning the World Series. And he felt like he was laying that foundation then so that when they arrived finally in the last game of the season where everything was on the line, they were prepared and ready to do it because they'd been preparing for at least 2 years with him as a manager, and even before that, as they were building this team. Hinch also says about being the consistent heartbeat in the room and not overreacting. He says, you have to create a process that these guys know you're going to be the consistent heartbeat in the room. I will always be the calmest guy in the room. I mean, there's a little bit going on underneath. Don't confuse the stoic face for a lack of nerves. But I will always, always be the calmest heartbeat for these guys because that's what I preached when I first got here. It's what I preached in 2016. It's what I preached in 2017. And it will be what I preach moving forward because I urge our players to be themselves on the biggest stage. If I ask that out of them, then I certainly have to be that for them. And as leaders, I think we always need to make sure that we have that calm demeanor, that we're calm under pressure, that we don't overreact. And when we're doing that, we're asking our players not to get upset about a call that a referee made or in business if we're thinking about circumstances that lead to a downturn in the market that causes us to be frustrated. We have to make sure that we have a level head about it, that we focus on what needs to get done next and not worry and have fear about either the circumstances or regret over what we didn't do or fear of the future and what might happen. And we have to be that calm heartbeat for the people that we lead and influence every day. And if we are that, if we're that calm and consistent heartbeat for our team, then they're going to be calm and consistent, and it's going to lead towards being their best. Because when you're at, you know, your calmest, when you're able to be loose and fierce and free in that moment, as we talk about it with a lot of the athletes we work with, then we're able to go out and perform at our best. When we're tense, when we're tight, when we're, you know, really fearful about what might happen, then we're not able to go out and play at our best, perform at our best, serve customers at our best. And we have to make sure that as leaders that we set the tone and the culture for that. So again, just four things I wanted to share with you about the Astros. Very excited about what they did. And just to recap, I think connecting to players, making sure that you connect to your team is very important as a leader. Maximizing their potential, pushing them, encouraging them, caring for them, and putting them in a position to succeed. Believe in them and trust them is the third thing. Trusting them to do their thing, that they're going to go out and be about excellence. And they may have their own signature style around that, but that they're going to do it within the boundaries and parameters that you've set as a leader, and that you believe in them and trust them to go out and do that. And then the fourth thing, being the consistent heartbeat in the room. Being a leader that they look up to, and that when they look to you, that you have that look and that voice of confidence saying, it's going to be okay. We're going to accomplish what we need to accomplish. Congratulations, Houston Astros. You're the World Series champions. And I hope for each of you that you've taken away something from this podcast about being a better leader this day and for this week. And I just continue to pray that you'll make the most of the moments in your life and be a leader that others can look to, and it brings out the best in the people that you lead day in and day out.